Anne? His voice is louder now. Worried, he walks further into the living room. He stops when he sees her. Anne is sitting on the sofa in the dark, utterly still. There is a large knife in her hands. The blood drops from his heart and pools in his feet. He takes a cautious step forward and tries to see her more closely.
"I've saved £7.53, said Peter proudly, jingling his piggy bank. "How much do you have?"
"Millions," said Henry. "You do not," said Peter.
Henry shook his bank. A thin rattle came from within.
"That doesn't sound like millions," said Peter. "That's 'cause £5 notes don't rattle, stupid," said Henry.
"Mom, Henry called me stupid," shrieked Peter.
"Stop being horrid, Henry," shouted Mum.
Here she was, after 4 romantically barren years, finally, finally, in bed with someone she really liked. Had liked since she'd first seen him at a party in 1984. And in just a few hours he'd be gone. Forever, probably. He was hardly likely to ask her to go to China with him, and besides, she was boycotting China. And he was all right, wasn't he? Dexter Mayhew.